The Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene has confirmed two cases of a variant of swine flu known as H3N2. Jim Kasmerzak is the state public health veterinarian with the Department of Health Services. He says this strain of swine flu has been around since the 1990s, but it's behaving differently now.
What's new here, though, is the number of human cases between the outbreaks that have occurred this year in Indiana and Ohio primarily. There are already over 150 cases of human infections with this H3N2 virus that CDC has reported out.
One of the cases involved a young adult from southeastern Wisconsin who worked at the state fair and an adolescent from western Wisconsin who visited the fair. He says health officials are monitoring the virus but aren't too worried because it's only jumping from pigs to people.
If it's true that it's not, that this H3N2 virus is not easily transmissible person to person, then I think we can expect the numbers to stay relatively low.
Kasmerzak says people can still enjoy fairs, but they should keep food and drink and things like baby bottles away from swine exhibits. But he says high-risk populations like infants and the elderly should stay away. Symptoms of the H3N2 swine flu are identical to seasonal flu, including fever, nausea, and lack of appetite. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.